Joining me right now is Senate President Karen Fan to talk about the audit. Senator Fan, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mike.
So let's start with the count. You are counting ballots, not votes, but ballots. Is that beginning today? We heard it was going to begin today.
Yes, that is correct.
So this company, Clear Ballot, that offered to help with this, that offered to help in the first place, are they going to be a part of this? Any consideration to bring them in to do this, or are you going to have your people do it?
So Clear Ballot is not a part of this at this point. They have just this morning or yesterday actually reached out and said they would offer to set up a Zoom meeting to talk about their methodology of doing this. But let me back up and let you know exactly what this count is. We are finishing up, the vendor is finishing up what we call the aggregation, double-checking the spreadsheets against the blue tally sheets against the scans they did on the ballots, because before we turn those ballots back to Maricopa County, they want to make sure that every one of those check and balances match before they start doing the analysis of all the data they received. And a question came up a couple of weeks ago from our attorney and said, so what if Maricopa County's ballots are count is X and the vendor's count is Y, and we turn those ballots back, how do we know which one is really correct if there's a difference there? Because we won't have those possession of those ballots anymore. So that's when we said, let's get a couple of our own independent machines in, not Dominion's, separate ones, and do our own independent. And all we're doing is just counting the number of ballots. It's a paper counting machine is all it does.
So
that will help us give like a third check and balance to see if those numbers are closer to the vendor's numbers or Maricopa County's, or they all three could be right on target.
So was there a discrepancy between the numbers that the county said they had and the numbers that were counted by the cyber ninjas? Was there a discrepancy?
They haven't released a number yet, if you will. However, we do know that those numbers do not match with Maricopa County at this point.
Okay, let's talk about the cyber ninjas. I know you know that I've been critical of what's happened and what's become of this, and I want to give you a chance to defend this. Are you confident in the job that the cyber ninjas did?
Yes, I am. And I'm confident because it's not just them. Everybody keeps just counting on them when actually they are working with a number of other contractors that have experience in audits and in their expertise in their own field. So this is a joint effort. This is why it was so difficult to come up with somebody, because there is no companies out there certified to do forensic election audits. This is the first of its kind. And despite all of the hurdles, I mean, Maricopa County has not cooperated at all. They still haven't turned over things that they were supposed to in the subpoena. They have done everything in their power to try and stop this. Then we have, of course, Katie Hobbs, Adrian Fontes, the Democrat Party, that has done everything in their ability to try and stop us, taking us to court, suing us over things. It's been a difficult challenge, but we are persevering on this.
And so let me lay a case out for you, and I want to give you all the time you want to clarify. We talked about the beginning of this with the reporter being in the Coliseum 4 days in a row without being stopped. We've talked about the pens and the mistakes that were made with the wrong colored pens. We've had multiple people on the floor with cell phones when cell phones weren't supposed to be on the floor. The documentary crew that was there and the documentary crew being allowed into the cage where the ballots were. Now, I know the ballot boxes were closed, but they were allowed into that secure area. Do you understand, with all those things being said, that there are some people, now you and I have been on the same side of the aisle on so many things, but do you understand when people say that we have big concerns about the way this was done? There was a Republican, I believe, in Pima County that's a ballot audit expert that's been doing it for over 10 years that said there is a 0% chance that there's going to be accuracy in this from the cyber ninjas. How do you respond to all of those accusations and complaints?
Well, first of all, because all you guys are hearing is the negative spin that is being put out by the media right now. And you're not hearing all the positive things. You're not hearing about the true accuracy of all the security that was gone. Why is the documentary team there? That's because they were actually documenting and filming all of those ballot boxes, because every one of those boxes, through the 24/7 monitoring, the cameras over the ballots, all of those are documenting every single movement that is made, because we know when it's all said and done, we're just going to get trashed again. And we want to be able to say, if we find problems, and I say if we find problems, we need to back it up six ways from Sundays. And that means that every one of all of, I mean, they have, I don't know how many terabytes of data that they have already gathered on this one. So do I think that it's gone as smoothly as it could have? Heck no. This is the first time in the history of our nation that anybody has done an audit of this magnitude. And so, quite honestly, we are doing a lot of things, triple checking, just to make sure that this is all correct, because this will be what other states are going to look for in the future. If anybody else does an audit, they're going to say, okay, what was the most efficient way to do it? But I'm going back to the original deal. Remember, we never wanted these ballots or the machines moved at all to begin with. Maricopa County said that they would do an audit with us. They backed out of it, which is why now we had to go through all of this expense and the turmoil of having to go through all of this, because Maricopa County is not cooperating with us in any way whatsoever.
Why would Maricopa County, with all of the Republicans that have been, again, same as you and I, been on that side of the aisle on the same side of so many issues, why would the Republicans and the County Board of Supervisors try to stop you from doing this if they didn't think they had a legitimate reason? What do you think their plan was?
So the question is why wouldn't they do it? When the polling, High Ground did a polling showing that 45% of our voters, not just the Republican voters, voters in Arizona, think that there are serious problems or fraud within our electoral system. A lot of this was a direct result of some of the shenanigans that Adrian Fontes had been trying to do in the last couple of elections. You know, the marking, the Xing out your ballot and doing another one, trying to push to just send ballots to everybody, regardless whether you were on the voter rolls or not. It was so bad that two and a half years ago, the Board of Supervisors actually hired somebody to oversee Adrian Fontes because they didn't trust him. So why wouldn't we want to say, let's do a double check to make sure that our procedures are correct, that Adrian Fontes actually followed the laws, followed the rules, as did anybody else. I'm not necessarily picking on him, but he's the one that was in charge. He's the one that was trying to do some of this funny business. So why wouldn't we want to look at it just to make sure that our electoral system is safe and secure? What is more sacred to the American public other than our religious beliefs and our Second Amendment right to defend ourselves? Isn't election integrity right up there with those as well?
I agree, absolutely. And that's why, didn't the county, in all fairness, didn't the county do a hand count? And then wasn't there also an audit done by two separate companies of the hardware and software, the Dominion machines, that they said came back without any fraud? So much so that even now the new county recorder, who is Stephen Richer, who is a staunch Republican and was a Trump supporter, said that the elections were done the right way. So why was that not good enough?
Okay, so first of all, you talk about Maricopa County doing a hand count. They did a very small amount. If you remember, this was an extremely tight race. They also pre-picked which boxes they were going to do the hand count out. So, and from the beginning, I kept asking those guys. I said, let's do a much bigger one. Let's get in front of this, because we can see there's a lot of people that have questions. Let's help solve those answers. Let's try and get those for the people. And originally they said, yep, we're behind you, Karen. We're going to do this 100%. Then all of a sudden they go into executive session and change their tune. They also agreed to do a forensic audit. When they went into executive session, they, oh yeah, we're going to do an audit and we're going to do two, but we're going to go with ProBNB and SLI. Neither one of those firms are forensic audit companies. They are companies that are authorized by the federal government to certify machines. And okay, one of them was the one that certified the machines to begin with. So they went back on their word there about not doing a forensic. They hired two companies that basically certify the machines. SLI, right. When I tried to talk to them and said, you know, tell me if you're going to do more, they refused to talk to me. They said, we work for Maricopa County. We're not talking to you or anybody else.
All right.
So we have those issues there. When we talk about Stephen Richer, I don't know him personally, but he was not even the recorder. So how does he even know whether Adrian Fontes conducted this election correctly or not? I would think that Mr. Richard would be on board with this and saying, you know what, I'm starting over. Remember, Mr. Richard, when he ran on the premise that Mr. Fontes was doing some unusual things, if you will. So why is it when he ran, he was all over Adrian Fontes about maybe not doing everything exactly right, and now all of a sudden he's siding with the Board of Supervisors saying, oh, nothing to see here. Why is that?
And that's a good question. One last question, because I'm just about out of time. You mentioned before that there was a discrepancy in the count between what the county said they had and what Cyber Ninjas and the other contractors counted. Do you know what that how off that is? What is the number that they're off?
I do not know. They have not told me the number. Okay. I do not know.
Well, Senator, I always appreciate the conversation. I always appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about this, and I hope you'll do it again.
I will be glad to. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Senator. That is Senator Karen Fann, Senate President here in the state of Arizona.